everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And we're going to do a, what's the best way? It's kind of a, maybe a planning style episode, but also more than that, because
an information gathering session, if you will.
Yeah. It's certainly questions that I have, and maybe other people.
Maybe you have. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I certainly had before I was part of this.
Right. So today we're going to kind of dive into the, a little bit more the nitty gritty of getting into the Disney Vacation Club. And we're going to title this an honest DVC sales pitch, because I am pro DVC. I've thought about it a couple of times, and as I'm going to get more secure in my life, I'm hoping to do it. But I realize that I have just massive gaps in my knowledge, and I feel like a lot
Absolutely.
Of people do about like what it means, and you know, when you talk about it as a timeshare, what does that mean, and all this stuff. So I just kind of created this series of kind of general questions that we can kind of see if we can narrow down some stuff, and maybe we'll all learn a little something along the way.
Absolutely.
So, and if you didn't know, we've mentioned it before, Laurel is
a DVC member.
Yes.
For 2 years now.
2 years now.
So
wow.
I am not an expert, but I have experience and am a member, so I
yes.
can answer some of those questions that you maybe have when you're thinking about, I love to go to Disney. Is this right for me? Does
yes.
it make sense with my lifestyle right now? And then we can talk about it.
Yeah. And I think, too, the fact that it's you bought in somewhat recently is probably good.
Yeah.
Then you're,
I kind of know what they're
fresh.
Doing.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think kind of the, I have these in kind of a random order, so I might say, we'll start with this.
Okay.
So how many points does a person need? And I know that this is going to vary based on like
Absolutely.
A bunch of different things, but let me use my own life in
mm-hmm.
its current form as an example. I will always be probably traveling with another one or two people. So
yep.
like three people total,
mm-hmm.
Maybe four every once in a while. And I will probably go to Disney for, I'll make a visit twice in a year, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And each visit is probably around between 5 and 7 nights or something like that.
That sounds very similar to my own situation.
Okay.
So I can speak to that. When we were first getting into it, we had no idea how many points we would need.
Right.
We were like, I don't know. This sounds like a good number, but I don't know what that's going to get us,
right,
you know?
Right.
So we went and did the whole tour. You know, you
okay.
I signed up at a kiosk in Epcot.
Right.
And I was like, we've been thinking about it for probably 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Like hemming and hawing about it.
Yeah.
And we had just finally gotten to a place a couple of years ago where it's like,
we can do this.
I think we can afford it now.
Yeah.
We can afford the payments, because a lot of people tell you don't buy in unless you can pay cash. And I get it, because
yeah.
the interest is a lot. Like, it's
right.
you're going to pay more than what they're worth in
right.
the end.
Right, right.
But there are certain caveats that come with that.
Right.
However, I certainly didn't have the cash to put down.
Right,
so
exactly.
I have a payment plan.
Yeah, yeah.
But I went on the tour. They kind of guide you through. They show you a booklet about, you know, how many points it could cost tonight. So for a party of two like me, or maybe up to four generally,
mm-hmm.
A studio is going to do, yeah?
Okay.
Like, you have two beds,
yep.
either a Murphy bed and a bed, or a pull-out couch and a bed,
right.
or two beds, depending
right.
on where you stay.
So similar to the situation you would deal with in, like, a normal resort life.
Absolutely.
The dual queen with the stuff kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. Okay.
Yes. And a lot of times it'll be, like, a queen bed and a pull-down, or a queen bed and,
okay.
and a couch.
I gotcha.
So it kind of depends what your situation is.
Sure.
But for us, we were like, okay, we want to come a couple times a year. We
yeah.
are kind of doing that already. We're kind of like,
yeah.
we're paying a lot. What would it be to just have these points?
Mm-hmm.
And so the points vary. It depends on where you want to stay and where
yeah.
you buy into, too. So
right.
when we bought in, there were three new resorts they were selling.
Okay.
So you could buy directly from them for these three new resorts. Riviera.
Yeah.
Copper Creek at Wilderness Lodge in Aulani.
Okay.
And the reason it's the best deal is to do the newest resorts is because your contract has a lifespan, and that lifespan doesn't start from when you buy. It starts from when they started offering contracts on that property.
Oh.
So originally I wanted Boardwalk, because we always stayed at Boardwalk. I loved the location.
Yeah.
But they're like, you can absolutely buy into Boardwalk, but it'll be about the same price, and your contract will be about 15 years shorter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So with those resorts, that have been on DVC for a long time, those contracts start and they go, and at some point,
are they just going to expire?
They will all. I mean, and I knew that this was like a, like had a, it was a limited lifetime thing, but like how when it's up. You know, like, what's the plan? Do they just resell again? Like,
that's, absolutely. Okay. But the thing is, the lifetime of those contracts is 50 years.
Right. Okay.
So I'll be done paying for it in about 10 years, I think is what the plan that we decided on.
Yeah.
And we'll have 40 more years of vacations.
Right. Right.
So, but yeah, so we bought Riviera that had just opened in 2020. They opened in December 2019.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay. And originally, I was like, on paper and the pictures, it doesn't look that appealing. Yeah. It looks kind of bland.
It does.
And we went to Saratoga and they had the rooms built in Saratoga.
Oh.
So they had Copper Creek, Aulani, and Riviera rooms all built
You could walk in and see what they look like. Oh, okay.
And Copper Creek, I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of cool. I've always kind of wanted to stay at Wilderness Lodge.
Right.
But it wasn't in the location I wanted. I want Epcot area because I love going to Epcot in the evenings after my park day and just hanging around World Showcase.
Yep.
And then we went to the Riviera rooms. I was like, oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
These are really, really nice.
Yeah.
And they're big. Okay. And it's just a gorgeous resort, and I did not expect to like it that much. But at the same time, I was like, even if we decide it's not our favorite resort, we can book other resorts with our points. It's not like you can only stay at Riviera.
Right. Right.
What your home resort does for you is it gives you an 11-month booking window, so you can reserve any room 11 months out. If you want to book at a resort that's not your home resort, that that booking window is 7 months out.
Okay.
So if you have a home resort, you can book there sooner.
Got it.
That's basically the advantage that you get. But we were like, we can book, you know, wherever we want.
Right.
Riviera did come with a caveat that if you buy here and you try to resell it, it might be less valuable because people who buy it on the resale market can only stay at Riviera or newer properties. It's a new rule.
Whoa.
Yes. So we were like, we were confident that we're not gonna be selling this.
Right.
We're not gonna be reselling it. And we had to have that discussion, like, do we think we're okay with that caveat?
Right.
And we're like, yeah, I think we are. And you know, if we decide we need to sell in 20 years and we get a little less, that's the risk that we take.
Right, right.
But I will say we went there for our first, what they call your first welcome home.
Mm-hmm.
And what they basically do for you is when you first book with your points, you can get any room type at any hotel you want.
Oh, wow.
No matter if it's available or not. So what we wanted wasn't available.
Right.
So we got a, like, I think it's like a Garden View Riviera studio.
Okay.
And we got there and we were like, probably not going to like as much as Boardwalk. We're probably going to, you know, stay at Boardwalk more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got there and like, this is the best hotel. Cause it was the first hotel that we really felt like a resort. Like we wanted to spend time there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love all the Disney hotels, but it's not a lot to do when you're just hanging around unless you're eating you know, at a bar or something.
Yeah.
And Riviera is the first one. There's like activities and just walking around was really nice and relaxing and it was gorgeous. But to answer your question, a very
long, wind-around
way,
we
ended up getting 250 points.
250 points, okay.
And that allows us to go two times a year for at least a week. Right now, I have 2 week-long trips planned for this year, and I have about 11 points left over that I can bank into next year.
Sure.
Also, a great thing was when we bought in, you got the year before's points added to your total, so I got an extra 250 points that I could use.
Wow.
Which we did use because we took a group of 4 of our friends last September and got a 2-bedroom at Riviera, which was very expensive. But because we had those extra 250 points, it didn't hurt us so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we got 250, and again, that can go a lot of different ways. If you stay at Old Key West, that's going to go a lot farther than if you stay at Riviera.
Right.
Because Riviera and Grand Floridian are probably the most expensive points-wise.
Okay, okay.
But if you stay at Old Key West, you can find rooms for like 11 points a night.
Okay.
Like, it just kind of depends.
Okay.
What class of room you want and where you want to stay.
Sure.
So I'd say even if you wanted to stay, at Old Key West all the time, you could probably get away with 150 points and go there for 2 weeks if you book during the right times, the slower times of year.
Sure.
And you'll get a booklet that will show you what to expect, how many points it'll be a night each time of year.
Okay.
And that's really nice to look at. And then you also have access to the website that shows you that too.
Sure, sure. Okay, okay. Interesting. And we kind of got into this a little bit, but the buying process.
Yeah, it's weird. It feels like buying a car. And it's probably comparable.
Probably like, yeah. It's in that kind of range of stuff. Yeah, so makes sense.
We went and they picked us up. We were staying at Bay Lake Tower.
Okay.
And they picked us up in a van and they took us over to Saratoga.
Okay.
And we met with a lovely woman who showed us around. She showed us like a model of the Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked around and saw all the rooms of the properties that were new and they were selling. We talked to her about Boardwalk. And that's when she said, yeah, you can totally buy that. It's probably going to be about the same price, but your deed will be a shorter amount of time.
Sure.
And we know we're millennials. We want to get the most out of our money. Right, exactly. So we want to make sure that we get the longest deed.
Yeah.
And then we kind of went back to her office and we went over the options. She was like, you know, how long do you want to stay? How many people do you plan on bringing?
Right.
Do you want to be able to bring your family or do you want to bring just, is it only going to be you two all the time? And she was really realistic about what we needed.
Yeah.
And at the end she did, I think she suggested 300 points and we were like, I don't, let's go to 250. Let's go down a step.
A little bit.
And it's still a lot of money. But we were just lucky to be at a point in our lives where that made sense. And I will always caution people. Yes. Is it great? Absolutely. If you're going to go to, is it worth it? If you're going to be there, yes, you're going to save a lot of money, but make sure that you're at a place in your life
where you can do
where you can do that.
Yeah.
I pay $600 a month.
Right.
For this. And that's a lot to, and even to us who was like, we're in a place that we could afford that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was still like the only reason we can afford that is because we're not having kids.
We're not paying for
soccer practice and hockey.
This is the tuition.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're not saving money for a college fund.
Right.
We're just going to have fun and be Disney adults and that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we really had to like talk about it and I was kind of like ready to like, once I knew like, they ran our credit and this is what it's going to be. And here's how it's going to lay out. She left us alone to have some time to discuss it, which I really appreciated because all those places are going to try to pressure sell you, you know, to a point that's their job.
Yeah.
But the fact that she left us alone to decide made me feel a little bit better. And I turned to my husband and I was like, this is a lot. It's okay if we want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
We, at least now we have all the details. And he was like, no, I want it. And like my hubby really kind of defers to what I want a lot. Like as far as like design and like, you know, vacation and stuff.
Cause
I'm a planner and he just wants to go and have fun.
Yeah. Wants to check out.
Yeah. And so the fact that he really wanted to do it and he's really happy that we've done it is really rewarding. And I'm glad that we made, you know, the decision to do it because we're already 2 years in. So I'm like, oh, I've got 8 more years. Like, I mean, it goes kind of fast once you're like actually enjoying your vacations.
Interesting.
Also a benefit is that once you go through that sell process, they gave us, and this is, I don't know what they'll do now because they gave us like us and my family who was joining us later in the week. We each got like 6 fast passes. And then we got like Disney gift cards.
Just get Genie just, Plus days.
I know. I'm just like, what am I going to do now? but that was nice. And then they kind of, they set, after we signed everything, we got like a backpack and magnets and all this kind of stuff. And then they sent us a package to our house. But then they were like, here's the van. We'll take you wherever you want to go. You want to go to a park? You want to go wherever?
Yeah.
Just let us know. And we just had them drive us to Disney Springs because we were just going to hang out and shop.
Yeah.
But, it was really like a good experience. Like there was that, like, we want you to buy.
Well, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was also a fact of like, they know it's a lot and they know it's a big decision and they kind of let you make it this.
Right.
And I'm sure they have a lot of people because when I was first looking into it, I ordered the DVD.
Right.
I looked online and I just couldn't quite get my head around what all was involved.
Right. And that's the thing is you look at it and you're like, this is really nebulous. Like you're buying into something that's not quite a timeshare, not quite. It's very, it's very specific for a specific kind of person.
Yes.
And when I was younger, I'm like, that just seems stupid. It's like you're buying nothing, you know? Like, that's what it felt like when I was a young person, and it was explained to me vaguely what it was basically all about. And now that I'm seeing, like, the kind of more flexibility and stuff that you get with it, to a certain degree, is really interesting. And that it's very interesting to see that. And it's right now for me going forward, you know, not knowing exactly, you know, because we're still very much in the global panorama.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's very
pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. 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 I obviously I'm not in a position now where I feel like it's probably worth it. And there's so much, there's so much upheaval for me, like in, at the Disney parks and the money that I'd be putting in. And, you know,
I'm not going to lie. The fact that we bought it and then a month later went into lockdown was not the best timing.
No, that's awful. I can't
imagine.
And we
had to use 500 points.
500 points. So. Oh, God.
We did.
Yeah.
We went during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So
here's another question. Do you feel like you get, does it feel like there's like a lower pressure when you go, or does it feel higher pressure to go?
Lower pressure. Okay. It allows me, my husband loves the change in me when we go now, because I was always like, we got to get everything done. I don't know when we're going to be able to be back.
Right.
And now it's like, I can take a day and just go to Disney Springs and chill out, because I'm going to be here in a few months again. Like, I know I have points and that it's not like I'm never going to be here. I'm going to be here a lot. And that's really nice. It allows me to like just enjoy more, if that makes sense, because there is that, like, you got to get the most joy out of your trip when you're paying this much money
for joy. It's a, like, and that's like a real thing with Disney. And when people go, like, that's always like one of the things I say is, it's like, you must be okay with not seeing everything. It's
good. Absolutely.
And I know it's expensive and you want to, but that's definitely
a thing.
But you
can't possibly.
Right.
Like, we took our friends who had never been, and we were there for 5 days, and we had one person in our group just want to do every single thing they could. And I'm like, there are four parks.
Me.
You can't possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have to come back multiple times, and I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself, but, like, you got to take that pressure off yourself.
I know. And once somebody, like, fully understands the sheer scope of, like, all of the things you can do, it's overwhelming.
Like, you and I, we've been there, what, dozens of times?
Yeah.
And we haven't done everything.
No.
Like, there's
I've done maybe 10%, generously, of
it's
things you can,
like,
possibly do.
Yeah, because, like, you do all these things at resorts, and, like, I haven't been to Fantasia Mini Golf, which I want to get to.
Super good.
Yeah.
Like, super, and I hadn't done
Fantasia
that until...
Fantasia is one of my favorite movies, and I stay at Boardwalk all the time, and I've never been there.
It was funny, because that was a thing that, you know, the day that Crystal and I were there, and we were like, we have a day where we're not allowed to go into a park.
Yeah.
We built that in. Let's see what happens.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so, you know, and that's where you get to get those incidental magic moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are sometimes even more special than being in a park. Mm-hmm. And people don't always get that. And I feel like that this is one of the reasons that I've always been kind of drawn to DVC is because the idea being like, I can, because I don't want to live in Florida. I don't want to do that.
Either.
I don't want to do that.
I think that takes away the specialness.
It does.
Like, I see a lot of people like, I want to move to Orlando and go to Disney all the time. But I'm just like, okay, first of all, you got to live in Florida.
Yeah.
No offense to our Florida listeners.
Florida
but
friends.
I'm just like, when you're from Minneapolis, that's not where you want to go.
No, not at all.
We like seasons here.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, if I go there all the time, it's not as magical to me. That's just kind of how it is.
Right.
But a nice thing with DVC is that you also get to buy Florida residents yearly passes.
Oh, okay.
So, because technically you own property
in Florida.
So you can get
a
certain...
How the heck does that work?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but also I don't get that.
Yeah, and, like, I don't have to pay taxes in Florida, but I get the benefit of getting the less costly annual pass, which is nice. Because then I can just be like, only thing I have to buy is plane fare
tickets.
And food. So...
Wow. Yeah, it is very interesting for me, like... Plane tickets are not hard for me to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you have like a decent like SkyMiles or FlexPerks thing and you just like use it regularly and or responsibly, like you're going to have miles and you can make it work. And so I've never felt like airfare has been the biggest pain in the butt for me. It's always been just being like, oh, I want to stay on property if I'm going to go down.
Yep.
You know, and I know that Crystal's not here to defend herself, but she doesn't always like, she's okay with not staying on property as part of her experience. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll come in and explore the property and then go and stay on like a non-Disney property for that. And I can't.
I don't want to.
Like, I literally am like, if I'm not going
down
there.
Call me a snob. I do not want to. I
want to
be somewhere where I don't need a car. Mm-hmm. I just want to hop on a bus if I want to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or, like, worst case scenario, I take a Lyft to Disney Springs. So I don't want to wait for the bus.
Yep.
That's the most often time we take a Lyft.
Right.
Because, like, if, especially if Santa Riviera, it's, like, a 10-minute drive. It's so nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just like, I don't want to deal with that. And, like, I get that there are things that are taken away. We've talked about this in other episodes that are taken away from staying on property.
Mm-hmm.
But still, for me, I'm glad that I have DVC, so I don't have to worry about that so much. Because I'll always be a deluxe property, so I'll always get those extra magic hours.
I know. I saw that most recent change. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, I really like, even at a moderate, even at a value, to me, there's something added in just being part of it, being there, being seamlessly integrated
into
Disney
the whole bubble
thing.
Away from a little bit of reality. It's just like, adds, I'm here to relax and not worry about my real life, guys.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to 7-Eleven to fill up my car.
Right, like, exactly. We are in a, it's, you enter a liminal space and it just, the world doesn't work the same way there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about, you know, I either want a vacation somewhere where it's exciting and I get to explore.
Yes.
Or want to be somewhere where I can completely check out. Mm-hmm. And that is Disney for me. Yeah. Like it's a world that I understand and is totally different from mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can go to other resorts too, which is nice. Like, we just went to Aulani in Hawaii and that was gorgeous. Very different because I'm used to being at Disney where you go and you relax a little bit there. And then there's Hilton Head and Vero Beach.
Yep.
You can use your points for cruises and for Adventures by Disney.
Okay.
But I've heard it's not worth it.
Okay.
Like, when you look at those points, it's like, just sell your points, use that cash to buy those trips if you want to go.
Oh, okay.
Because the good thing about your points is that if you want to sell them on the resale market, you'll get a good chunk of change for them.
Sure.
And you can use that towards another trip.
Okay.
I don't know
if
that'll happen, but also Shanghai Disney is coming into the collection.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. Next year, I think. And obviously, I probably won't be going next year.
Right.
Until all this COVID stuff is better.
More squared away.
But I'm very excited about that possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing for me is it's like, it gives me, it's, I like following different Disney things and what they're doing in, like, the you know, property and resort space. And that makes sense to me to be like, I'm already in. It's like buying my dining plan, but instead of dining, it is just
hotels.
My hotels for the rest of my life, basically.
Yeah. It's really nice because, like, right now, I will say, you also pay dues every year.
Right. And that actually, it's really funny because you just moved into my next bullet point.
Perfect.
Which is hidden costs.
Yeah. So hidden costs are dues.
Okay.
So right now, I think my dues this year were about $2,000.
Okay.
But you can roll that into a payment plan.
Okay.
So that's what we do. It's about an extra $100 a month.
Okay.
But when you consider that will be my only cost, you know, in the years after I pay off my loan.
Right.
Not so bad.
Not
I pay
so
$100 a month. And even if it goes up a little bit, it's not that high because it's a new resort.
Right.
But basically those dues are going to help pay for upkeep and any, like, remodels that need to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. So if you're at, say, Old Key West or Saratoga Springs is a great example. They just redid all their rooms.
Right.
They just redid their lobby.
Yeah.
So their dues are probably a little higher. It's probably not double, but it's probably maybe a grand more.
Okay.
But when you consider that's what you're paying for the year.
Right. Right.
It's okay.
Interesting.
So that's a hidden cost. And then also, some people think that when you buy DVC, your annual passes are included, and they are not.
They're not. Right. You get a
discount. But you do to get a great discount.
Discount.
I don't have to buy, because especially right now with the annual passes, the only option you have, if you don't live in Florida, is the top tier.
Crazy.
What, like $1,300 a year? I think ours were $800 a year. So it's $500 times two people.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that we save. So, and there's like hardly any blackout dates.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Interesting. I had a thought that I was, and it's gone. It's gone. Totally gone.
Goodbye.
Did you ever, do they, as part of the sales pitch, do they give you kind of like the break-even analysis, or like kind of the analysis of kind of telling you when it's worth it? Do they ever give you that? Like,
they definitely say,
obviously they market it.
Yeah.
Like, but
like, I think, when we originally went in, I think they were thinking our credit was going to be top cream of the crop. And it was good, but it was like a step down from my top cream of the crop. And they're like, so if you still want to do it, it's this much. So it's not what we talked about. It's this much. It was about, I want to say, $50 to $100 more a month than we had discussed.
Okay. Okay.
Probably $100 more than we discussed. Because of just interest over that long. And they're like, you know, it's perfectly fine if you want to wait. And that was nice. But, I mean, they give you a lot of analysis. I can't remember really all the numbers that they went through. Because at the end of the day, I think they just want you to buy it no matter what.
Right.
But they were realistic and said, you know, it's up to you.
Is it still worth it? Yeah. Because it's sort of like, to me, it's that whole concept of like, okay, if I go, you know, twice a year, every year for the next 40 years.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, when... they do go through that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, they go through that. And they show you, like, when you will have more than paid for it.
Okay.
And I think with ours, I gotta say it was, like, year five.
Really?
Yeah, five.
Okay.
I can't remember. Like,
yeah.
Between five and eight or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, okay.
But, like, enough that I was, like... Yeah, I mean, and in your head, you can do it too. Like, because we were doing like DVC rental a lot before we bought in.
Yeah, we did. We did that once too.
Yeah, and that's great because you get the benefits of being a DVC member, but you don't have to buy in.
Right.
So we were kind of like, do we just keep doing this or do we want to like have it for ourselves?
Yeah.
And that was like a debate that we were having.
Yeah.
And so they really showed you, like, you know, you're not going to be paying after 10 years. I mean, not much.
Yeah.
So, like. And the nice thing is, too, you can hand it down. Like, if you were to pass away...
If it's left... And if you hand it down, would the people that you would hand it off to, would they get the same benefits you do?
Yes.
So it's not the thing where it locks it down with... Okay.
No. So it goes to your family members just like a home would.
Okay.
They would still have to pay the dues or whatever.
Right, right. Okay.
But you'd get all the points and, you know, paid off at that point, I would hope.
Right.
But yeah, so like even, you know, we're not going to have kids. So we're not going to hand it down to our kids, obviously.
Right.
But if I want to hand it off to my niece and nephew, I can just put that in my will.
Right.
And that's something that will be handed over.
Handed over.
Okay. So that's really nice because if you're an older couple who's buying in and you're like, you know, I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
I'd love to be around in 50 years.
Right. Is but realistically.
I'm not Betty White.
Right.
You know.
May your soul rest in peace.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, you do have that option, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very interesting. And we kind of talked about rules about where you can stay and when. Basically, you were saying that your home resort, you have 11 months to look, and everything else is basically seven.
Exactly.
That's in the portfolio.
And it's nice to have that benefit because... At 7 months, you have people who are waiting on that computer on the 7 month mark to get the cheaper rooms.
Uh-huh.
And like we booked for late November, early December of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got what they call the Tower Studio Room, which I'm very interested to see, but it's the cheapest room at Riviera.
Okay.
And it basically just has a Murphy bed.
Right.
And I it's
read about
really
this recently.
Small.
Yeah.
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 And it was just like, it's just me and my husband. But at the 7 month mark, it's only a few more points to stay at Beach Club, and I've never stayed at Beach Club, so I might see about changing over.
Yeah.
But right now, you never see those rooms available, ever, because people love Riviera, and it's the cheapest room. And there's only, like, I think three on each floor.
Okay.
So they're really limited, the number that they have. But because we had 11 months, we could book. We had availability left.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Let's see. What's the process? So when you go to, like, I'm assuming there's like some sort of like My Disney Experience style portal that you log into for it.
Yep.
And then you just basically have the portfolio of resorts and you just kind of can check availability through that system.
It's DisneyVacationClub.com.
Okay.
And you'd log in and you'll have a dashboard that shows you all your points for 4 years. So this year, next year, and the following 2 years, how much you have for each of those years. And it'll show you all the reservations you have. You can look up your past reservations, and then there'll be a book it tool where you can look up any dates for any property and you can book it right from there. You don't have to deal with like calling somebody or trying to do that,
right?
And it will tell you if you can't book it, like oh, you're not in your 7 month window, oh, you don't have enough points, you know, messages will come up. And you can also waitlist things, which is really nice.
Will it give you a notification for waitlist?
I see. So like, you can even like book what you want, and then if it becomes available, you can say replace this reservation with this one, which is nice. I have had the experience at least two times where I've just found it before my waitlist came through by just searching. Like, pretty religiously. But it is a nice tool to have, and a lot of people do use waitlists, and it works for them.
Interesting.
But I find that I'm just more persistent.
That's fair. Kind of reminds me of the touring plans dining reservation tool, where it'll just start searching for like stuff when it comes available. That's interesting. We might have touched on this already. This is my last question: was surprises after buying in, both good and bad?
Sure. The one surprise that I find charming, and the one that my husband is the most jealous of because I'm the only one on the contract. When we bought in, we had just bought a house and so my credit was a little bit better than his. So he just went with me. And when I scan my magic band to go into the park, no matter where I am, it says welcome home and it lights up pink. And it's so charming and stupid and little.
I know, but that's how they get you.
I love it. And my husband is so jealous that he wants to add on points in a couple years.
Just so he can have it too.
And I'm like, I'll always take more points. We'll use them. It's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just like, it was so, so funny that that's like what got him. He's like, we need more points.
That is really funny.
So there's that. I will say that we did get pixie dusted once, which does not happen often. Don't expect it. I had, for the September trip, I was very adamant, like, because there was some conflicting information between the Disney World website and the DVC website.
Sure.
And it showed two versions of the two-bedroom villa at Riviera. One was a lock-off, and one was a dedicated. But when I was on the DVC page, there was no option to book a lock-off. So I was a little worried that we were going to lock-off, and I wanted the room that was dedicated because it had two queen beds instead of a pull-out and a queen bed. Because we were going to have four adults in that room. And we were all a little bit heavier. And I didn't want anybody having to worry about sleeping on the Murphy bed. Even though I've slept on those Murphy beds, and they're very comfortable.
They're very comfortable,
But I didn't have to worry about it because we were spending so many points. So I was just like, hey, I like messaged some people like, hey, it's my husband's birthday. We're bringing these people. Can you just confirm for me that it's a, you know, dedicated? And they're like, And then I messaged them about something else later because I got like another conflicting report from somebody. And I was like, I'm sorry to bug you. I just want to make sure. Like, there's nothing I need to do special to request it or whatever. And then you show me touring plans and how you can request certain views, So they knew we were coming. They knew it was my husband's birthday. The last one I talked to was like, do you want me to put a message on your TV that says happy birthday to your husband? And I was like, yes.
Of course.
Of course I do. The man craves attention. So absolutely. And we booked like a standard view. So I was like, I would like a higher, so I requested on touring plans, like a higher floor that you still have to, you see, you still are like the parking lot, but you can see the Epcot ball Epcot over ball, it. We got there and they had given us a better view of the Skyliner, of the lake, of everything. It was like a very much more expensive view. And it said happy birthday and it was really sweet.
And
I think that it, again, my tip to everyone who ever goes to Disney is be nice, be courteous, be aware that your requests are a request, and they don't have to do anything for you, and they have hard lives, and be nice to these people, because nice things happen to you, in return. Like, they didn't have to do that for us, but they were very sweet and did that, and we were there for five nights. Like, I understand when, like, someone's like, I booked a one-bedroom and got a three-bedroom villa, and you're like, you were there for one night. Like, they needed to free up that room, and it doesn't matter that you're in this three-bedroom. But so don't expect it. But, you know, the more that you're nice, the more that you just communicate what's going on. The more opportunity you have to be just surprised as a DVC member. And it's it's really nice.
That's cool. No, I think that that sounds it's very interesting. Very illuminating.
There's, I mean, there are certainly, you know, good and bad about DVC. If you don't know if you're going to want to go to Disney every year. Or if you want to go every other year. buy a smaller amount of points, bank those points. You're not paying as much every year.
How does that you'll have, work?
So you can bank your points for 1 year.
Okay.
So if I didn't use any points this year, I could move them all to next year by, I think you have a bank date. I think mine's in November.
Okay.
So I have to bank them all by November 14th or something like that.
When you say bank them, is that like... You just
transfer all of your points to the next year.
To say actively, I am taking these points and I'm moving them to the following year.
Exactly.
And then
they don't roll over automatically.
Gotcha. So you have to say, and can you lop off a certain number of them and move them to the next year? Or you have to say all of these need to go?
No, you can put whatever number you want. And usually it's just like whatever you have left over. So I have 11 points left over right now, unless I book something else.
Right.
Which I don't know when I would have time to do.
Right, right.
They'll probably go to next year, which will give me, 266 points for next year. So that would be nice.
Yeah.
But there is, there is that way of, making your points go further if you only want to go every other year and making your payments lower or paying, if you're going to pay cash, which very impressive, go for you.
On Flex Pro, but okay. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You can pay less and go every other year.
Okay.
Or if you're wanting to have a huge family vacation, don't go 1 year. Put your points in the next year, and you'll have 500 points, and you could afford a 3-bedroom villa for a week and a half or whatever it is.
And if you this is just me doing the check poking the thing quick. If you bank points and those points are now the next year's points, you can only bank up to the amount of points that you have in a year to the following year.
So you can't bank and then bank again.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. That was I'm trying to figure out how they would lock and enforce that. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But there's also that caveat of don't buy it if you can't afford it. I know it sounds really fun, and it is fun.
Right.
But you have to put it into perspective. It's just your rooms.
Right.
So also if you can't afford tickets on top of that or dining plan when it comes back or whatever you want, don't stress yourself out to have fun. Wait until you can afford it. Wait until it makes sense for you, because there's never a perfect time, but there's a better time.
Right. Right. And that's definitely for me. It's like, am I going once a year right now? Pretty much. Is that what I want to do? Not really. I'd like to go more.
Yeah.
But it's like, financially that wouldn't happen anyway. So I know that that's not going to be better for doing an actual, I'd have to do a payment plan. I have to do all that. It just wouldn't make sense. So, but I could see that being based on, my own and the flexibility of it, being able to be like, I know how I want to do this.
Yes.
And then I can figure out how I would want to do that.
Just be realistic with your finances. That's all I have to say, because it is a large payment that we make every month. And 2 years before, when we started talking about that, if we had gone in and knew that was payment, no way.
So it's a specific product for a specific person.
Yes.
And if you are that person, you know who you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very cool. Well, awesome. Do you have anything else to say? I can't say that I have anything else to ask.
No, I mean, as far as I say, just be responsible, enjoy your time, make sure that Disney is what you want to do. Go for make sure that you're going for a few years and you're not getting tired of it. Because, I love Disney, but if I had gone for 5 years and I was like, I don't know if I want to go again, then this wouldn't be for me.
Right.
You know, it's a 50-year thing. And yes, you can bank points, but you're also paying for those points. And when you're paying for those points, you're not paying for other trips.
Got it.
So just make sure it's right for you. That's all I have to say. I enjoy it. My husband enjoys it. We're childless millennials.
Right.
So we have the kind of extra DVC, cash. Yeah.
The new DVC owner.
And if you have kids, and that's what you love to do and you can afford it. Oh my God, so much fun. I've taken my niece and nephew and they just have a blast, and you make great memories, but you also got to pay for your tickets. So DVC is not the end all be all. Rent some DVC points. See if you even like those hotels. Some people just don't even like the deluxe hotels.
Sure.
And that's legit. So just make sure it's right for you and go on a tour and don't feel pressured. So the tours are really going to help explain things better than I can as far as the financial breakdowns. When you're going to break even is a great question that you asked. And, really judge it by the reality.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be there and be like, I want to be here all the time.
Right, right.
Who does it? Who does it?
Right.
No one wants to take that Tragical Express back to the airport.
Right, exactly.
But, It's yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you just gotta, you know, be realistic, have fun. I hope that if you join DVC, you let us know and let me know your experience. If you just take the tour, I'd love to hear your experiences. Yeah. Maybe how it's changed since the pandemic. The
how they're doing
pepperoni pizza has been going on. I don't know. Like the Louis Pasteur has been going on for a long time, so I don't know what, you know, their deal is now. I don't know what they're giving out. What are they giving out, guys? If I want to add more points, I want to know what I'm getting this time.
If it's N95s, I'm in. You can't get those things anywhere.
Exactly.
You get a free home test. Oh, man.
But yeah, well, we hope you found this kind of educational, answered some questions for you, maybe, because there's a lot of questions out there, and there's a lot of conflicting information.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go to the source, ask somebody if you know somebody who's a DVC member, and take the tour if you're in town, and don't feel pressure to buy.
Like rent some points.
Yeah,
how does
absolutely.
That feel like? Okay, last thing, renting points. Where do you go for that?
So there are two sites that I know of. David's Vacation Club.
Okay.
Is one that you can rent points from. They're okay. You have to as soon as you get the okay that you can book it, you have to pay everything right away.
Okay.
But DVC Rental Store, you can put a down payment on and you can pay it off before you go, which is nice. And I preferred that when we did it before, and I preferred their website a little bit. It's just a little bit more intuitive if you are.
And it all feels pretty legit. Like they do a good job of making sure everything.
And they've been around for a long time, and I never had an issue.
Okay.
Checking it. We think we did it 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Before we bought in, and my family has done it as well. My parents have done it quite a few times.
Okay.
It's a really great way to stay at deluxe resorts for moderate prices.
Yeah.
So definitely check them out. And you also get to like park for free, which is nice if you have a car. If you have a rental car, you don't have to worry about paying for parking.
Is that true for you too?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is a perk that you get as a DVC member. You don't have to pay for parking. So that was nice. I've only rented a car like one time.
Okay.
But
okay.
And that was during the pandemic, because I was like, I'm not riding the bus with people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. And full disclosure, everyone, this information we're talking about is accurate as of January 19th, 2022.
Yes. If you're listening to this in 5 years,
like, God help you.
Throw this out.
this is just for funsies at that point. Yeah, skip this one. awesome. Well, thank you. This has been great. And like you said, let's hear about what you guys have experienced with DVC.
If you're a DVC member, I'd love to hear like why you joined and how it works for your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of different experiences out there.
All right. Well, with that, this has been WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And I hope
see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.